This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithiveni Rabuka in Delhi today. The Fiji Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Minister of State for Education and Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. He is accompanied by his spouse Sulueti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lala Balavu, and senior officials. Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on the visiting dignitary yesterday evening. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad this evening. The Prime Minister will also address a public function on the occasion. On the second day of his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad tomorrow morning. The Prime Minister will dedicate multiple railway projects worth over 1,400 crore rupees to the nation. He will inaugurate the widening of Viramgam Khudad Rampur Road. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone for the construction of six-lane vehicle underpasses on the Ahmedabad Mehsana Palanpur Road and the railway overbridge on the Ahmedabad Viramgam Road. ISRO has fully accomplished the first integrated airdrop test IADT-01 for end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy, and Indian Coast Guard. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gagan Yatris group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balkrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है क्यों मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
The Election Commission has said that the documents of more than 98% electors have been received till now to file claims and objections to the draft electoral roll of Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said that 8 more days are still left for people to file complaints and objections. Israeli officials vow to press ahead with the offensive on Gaza City as residents reported heavy air and ground attacks. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said that the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, is acting and will continue to act with full force to defeat Hamas, to secure the release of all the hostages, and to bring the war to an end under the conditions set by Israel. And that's the end of this news bulletin.